The World This Week. Politics.
America said it would send more weapons to Ukraine, including long-range rocket launchers that will help the country's defenders shoot back at the Russian artillery pounding their positions in the east. The Pentagon is supplying the new kit on condition that it not be used to strike targets in Russia. President Joe Biden reiterated that America does not seek war with Russia and does not aim to oust Vladimir Putin, Russia's president. In an interview on French television, Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said that capturing Ukraine's Donbas region, he termed it a liberation, was an unconditional priority for the Kremlin. He denied that Russian soldiers were attacking civilian infrastructure. Mr. Lavrov also denied rumors that Mr. Putin is seriously ill. The Russian president appears in public every day, he insisted. The European Union agreed to ban most imports of Russian oil. However, the ban will not cover piped oil, an exemption sought by the Czech Republic, Hungary and Slovakia, who rely heavily on pipeline supplies, and it will be phased in. At first, it will block around 65% of total Russian oil exports to Europe. By the end of the year, it will block 90%. The M23 rebel group, which has long lurked in northeastern Congo, clashed with the army near the city of Goma. Congo's government accused Rwanda's president, Paul Kagame, of inciting the violence. Congo has been trying to build new roads and trade links with East Africa, which the mayhem threatens. Around 100 people, mostly informal gold miners, were killed in clashes in the northwestern desert of Chad, close to the border with Libya. The violence began as a mundane dispute between two individuals, said the country's defense minister. Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital, started enforcing a ban on motorcycle taxis. The governor says they endanger road users and enable crime. For many locals, they are a cheap and effective way to beat the city's awful traffic. A leaked report, soon to be issued by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN nuclear watchdog, said that unexplained nuclear material had been found at three undeclared sites in Iran, and that Iran had not provided explanations that are technically credible. A former presidential candidate in Egypt, Abdelmonem Abdel Fattah, a 70-year-old Islamist, was sentenced to 15 years in prison with hard labor for disseminating fake news and for joining a terrorist group, the government's term for the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Sri Lanka's economic situation showed no signs of improvement as the government continued negotiations for a bailout. A food shortage is worsening. The agriculture minister has urged farmers to plant more rice. The government has asked for aid from its South Asian neighbors. Inflation hit a new high of 39%. Last month, Sri Lanka defaulted on its debts, and riots prompted the president to sack the prime minister, his brother. Pakistan is also facing an economic crisis. Foreign currency reserves are down to just $10 billion, and inflation reached nearly 14% in May. The government is in talks with the IMF for a bailout and has raised the price of fuel by 20%. Meanwhile, Imran Khan, the ousted prime minister, has been leading protests to demand fresh elections. He claims, without evidence, that Parliament sacked him at America's behest.